it's my wife and it's my life. Because a mana to my vein leads to a center in my head, and then I'm better off than dead.
All right. The F is going on. This is WMC Digital College Park. My name is Bargav. E-Man is running a little late, and we may or may not have special guests again. I actually don't know. Well, I'll find out. But yeah, god damn, it's raining so hard outside. Let's log into Spotify and talk a little bit about today's show. What am I saying? Breaking news. Me and E-Man are running out of show ideas. And it's coming from a place of more laziness for sure. At least for me. But I think E-Man can also say the same thing. But yeah, it's we're getting hella lazy with our show ideas now. Actually, you know, I thought last week's was fire, but other than that, you know, it's been pretty lazy. But today, you know, graduation's coming up. I'm sad for sure. I know a lot of y'all out there who are graduating are also sad. So we're gonna do some sad songs. But like, it's like a goodbye. Like, I don't know how to explain it. But yeah, like, the sentiment is sad for sure. And I think we just wanted to kind of capture that through some songs. Again, definitely a bit lazy today, so please don't kill us. But yeah, today's vibe is kind of more, just goodbye-ish, sad-ish songs. We'll get started with a quick PSA and we'll get into the music.
Stressed? Need to talk? Call Help Center, a peer counseling and crisis intervention hotline at the University of Maryland. Help Center is here to listen. No issue is too big or too small. We are here for you. Help Center offers anonymous and confidential hotline phone calls and walk-in services, free anonymous pregnancy testing, and free condoms. Call 301-314-HELP or stop by Help Center on the third floor of South Campus Diner today. You are not alone. Won't you please, please help me?
All right, we just had three people come into the studio just now. Well, wait, you meant to say hi again?
Oh, okay.
Oh, Eman's playing with his chair. Hold on.
Oh, God. Hello.
Okay, he's here now.
Hi, this is Eman. it's been a while, guys. It's been like 2 weeks.
Is a long time. I was telling everyone how we've been really lazy.
Yeah, I don't think we did a post today.
Yeah.
It's okay.
We started using Canva AI for our graphics.
Yeah, that's my bad.
Yeah. We have two other people who just came to the studio. Hold on. I think y'all might recognize them. Hold on.
Yeah, I think they've been around.
You guys want to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Avipsa.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Hi, my name is Chris.
Bro, who is that, bro?
Oh, my God. Wait, y'all were here, like, last week or something, right?
Yeah.
Wow, love the show so much they came back again. Yeah, well, Chris is basically here every week now.
As he should be.
Yeah.
Intern.
Exactly. Intern. Unpaid, but intern. Yeah.
But you say that like we're paid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Credit hours.
Credit hours. Yeah.
Yeah, that's valid.
Yeah. But yeah, E-Man, what are we doing today?
You know, Bargo and I are graduating, so we got to get a little sentimental. So we got some sentimental bangers for all of you tonight.
This is true. Yeah. Yeah. It was, again, a little bit of a lazy playlist.
Yeah, but, you know.
There was no arranging. The songs were just threw in here. One of them was added 10 minutes ago.
Chill.
Another one was added 9 minutes
Chill
ago.
Me. That was me.
But, yeah. Let's just go. First two songs, we got By Your Side by Sade and Goodbye by Victoria Monet.
So Goodbye is crazy.
I know. All right. I have to log back in real quick.
Two sad sounding songs.
Yeah.
Very nostalgic sounding songs too.
Yeah, I was so I was listening to I was on a train on Friday, and then I was listening to Sade, and I was listening to this song, and then I started crying to the song, and then the dude came to check my ticket, and then I had to log back in real quick. But yeah, I was just like, wow, like I feel like this song makes me think about like every person I met at college and like and just like leaving. It's like sad. I was giving Iman intense eye contact there. Yeah, it's like sad.
I wasn't ready for that kind of explanation. No, to be honest,
like
that, dude.
That's literally what I was thinking of when I was listening to this.
Wait, that's actually so tragic.
It is tragic, bro. Yeah, and then damn. This song makes me cry.
Maybe we should have saved this one for the last one.
Maybe, yeah.
Because
we just didn't have anything.
Yeah, like, because I'm going to get really sad. Celebration today. No, it's okay. I think the last one deserves celebration, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what next week's going to be.
Oh, who knows?
Yeah.
We'll figure that out.
She knows how to get my feels out, though, Sade.
Oh, like, for sure. Yeah. This one touched my soul. Like, okay, Sade and, like, Stevie Wonder have, like, similar effects to me.
But, I see that.
Yeah.
I could see that. Mm-hmm. Like, for you, yeah.
Yeah, and then Goodbye, Victoria Monet. This is a good song. This honestly doesn't make me sad.
Dude, this chorus is so good.
It's so fire.
It's actually such
and
a beautiful chorus.
The
this
outro?
Is more of a nostalgic song to me, even though it's like Jaguar 2, even though it's like pretty new. It's mm-hmm. like the sound, like sonically, is so
right.
nostalgic. And it invokes a lot of, like, not necessarily sad emotions, but like this sense of longing,
mm-hmm.
you know?
I agree.
Or just like bittersweet, bittersweetness.
Right. I agree. I think. It's like a. It's also like a very clever song. It's like
yeah.
goodbye,
make
but like
goodbye.
Let's make it a goodbye.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's fire. You can always count on Victoria Monet to have some fun lyrics.
Yeah.
And I was just nerding out, and that was on D Miles' Instagram, and then he posted like the original voice memo that he created
for
this outro.
Song?
Yeah,
dang.
For like the outro, like the with the horns part.
Dang.
And I was like, wow. What a genius.
D-Miles the GOAT.
That's what I'm saying.
That's your would you say D-Miles your producer GOAT?
I would say for me, like he's my favorite producer.
Favorite producer.
Yeah.
Who's
I don't know. I wouldn't
GOAT?
Say he's the greatest of all time. It's crazy. Probably Quincy.
Yeah.
Probably, right?
Like in terms of, especially with longevity.
Longevity
yeah.
impact.
Impact and longevity.
Ooh, Timbaland too. Maybe.
I was gonna say Timbaland, Pharrell are my two GOATs. But like contemporary. Because like when I think of Quincy Jones,
yeah.
I think or not contemporary,
I mean,
sorry. Modern.
Or even?
Yes, contemporary.
Yeah.
Contemporary, yeah.
yeah.
When I think of traditional music, especially
Quincy.
Pop, I think
I can
Quincy.
Even say Prince, too. Like
yeah.
Prince or even Stevie Wonder. Like
yeah.
They're all great
they're
producers.
They're all producers, yeah.
But yeah, I would say D-Miles is my favorite, though.
Mm.
But yeah, that was By Your Side and Goodbye. Next, we have Through the Night.
Mm, featuring the Free Nationals by Meta.
Meta. And,
Until the
End
of time, which is a cover of a
yes.
Justin Timberlake song.
With Beyonce.
Yeah, with Beyonce. But it's covered by
Coco
Jones and Leon Thomas.
And Leon
so
Thomas.
We're going to play that version.
Yes.
And let's jump into it.
Let's go.
Blow my mind. Ooh. think you should drive me through the night. Do you take time to care about you? Take me up, not me deep, make me weak with all of your might. Oh, you know that love don't come easy. How do I know that you'll never leave me? And you go
question. Just to be around you is a blessing. Sick and tired of trying to change the world. I just want to spend my time being your girl. And what you're doing, let me know. It'll be all right.
Okay, wait, before we talk about the songs, or are you not ready yet?
We're going to do a quick mashup Monday by okay. E-Man. We forgot to do it last
week. Yeah, we didn't do it last week either,
but,
so.
We're going to do it really quick.
Wait, let him cook. Hold on. No?
Do you guys know what song this is?
Hey.
That was it.
Hey. Yeah, that's it. That was the whole thing.
Yeah. that was Defying Fiend.
Yeah, Defying Gravity.
Defying Gravity.
Yeah. Do you have anything to say about that?
I'm defying, bro. I'm defying gravity right now.
E-Man. Thank you for Mashup Monday. Yeah, I think this is the best one so far.
Yeah, I think it's also the second one so far.
Yeah. best in my opinion, though.
Yeah, fire.
Yeah, catch E-Man DJing at Looney soon.
Yeah, very soon.
You'll catch all these mixes tomorrow. Live. Oh, hold on.
No, I'm playing.
Okay. damn. Unfortunate. But yeah, we have... we only have two more Mashup Mondays.
That is actually so sad.
You better come with some heat.
Should I just keep going? Not fighting.
Keep going. Start playing all the Monero.
Yeah, so that was Through the Night by Maida.
Yeah.
Featuring the Free Nationals.
And then Until the End of Time, covered by Coco Jones and Leon Thomas.
Mm. I don't know much about Maida. I found this song on my...
I actually listened to some Maida.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I found this song on my... it's called For You. Yeah.
Yeah, it's called. She's collabed with K Tronada a lot, actually.
Oh, that makes sense.
So I think she has an EP either where like it's just a bunch of house songs. It's pretty good. And then Free Nationals is Free Nationals.
Yeah, Free Nationals is Free Nationals.
I don't know anything to say about them.
Incredible group. Coco Jones, Leon Thomas, ultimate duo.
Yeah, I love this cover.
I love this duo so much, and I love this cover more than the actual song.
Yeah.
No shade to Justin Timberlake and Beyonce.
No, yeah, it's a good song.
It's a good song, but they put a lot of soul into this cover. And I like it this just one. Comes through.
Also, they're better singers.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Then Beyonce?
Nah.
I'd say Justin
then
Timberlake.
Then Justin Timberlake,
yeah.
At least.
Yeah, and then, like, they're different from Beyonce.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple more years. Yeah. We'll see what happens. But...
Yeah. Yeah, this one was nice, too. These are like... I don't know, these songs don't make me sad, but they're good. And they're like goodbye-ish songs.
Yeah.
Like,
they feel somewhat, like the way they sound is just nostalgic. And
correct.
Can feel sentimental.
I agree. Yeah.
Well, that's... actually, I was crying till until the end of the time.
My fault.
Myself, like maybe last week.
Oh, okay.
So I guess we both cried to some songs here.
Yeah, for sure.
That's kind of crazy.
Any context behind that, or just like you're just feeling the song?
Nah, I just needed to cry out.
Everyone
and,
needs
this
that.
Song, and I was like, this song was on my Spotify.
Love that.
Yeah,
good
just,
song.
Just how it is.
Yeah. Bro. And then moving on, we got song by El Main, Why, Spare Me Tears, and The Distance by Yeba. So let's do it. Okay. All right. That was okay. How do you?
I thought it was Amine, but I could be wrong.
See, every time you say that, I think you're saying Amine, and then I get confused.
That's fair.
Let's okay. Yeah. Elmine.
Why Spare Me Tears by Elmine?
And then Distance by Yeba. You added the Elmine song.
Yeah, Amine is just like a, in my opinion, very underrated artist.
This is true.
Could stand to listen to him a little bit more, for sure. Mm-hmm. But one of my friends went to his concert, I think, over the summer, or beginning of the school year, so sometime in like August or September.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a lot of good things. A lot of good things about how he performed live.
Yeah, he's incredible.
Yeah. Did you get to see him?
I didn't get to see him, but I just watched his Tiny Desk.
I need to watch his Tiny Desk.
He just has like the most beautiful voice I've ever heard in my life.
No, yeah, such a beautiful voice for sure. And that was enough for me to want to add this song. Like genuinely, like I didn't really have a reason. It's a beautiful song.
Yeah, it is.
I really enjoy it. I also found this song specifically on my, whatever it's called, not For You. Spotify
mix,
Daily Weekly?
Daily Mix? Daily Mix?
Yeah, a lot of these songs were on my Daily Mix. But I knew of Elmina already, but this song specifically I got from my Spotify Daily
Mix.
And yeah, no.
Yeah.
Just not much else about that. We've played nice Yebba before.
Though, we have I'm played sure. Yebba. I don't think we haven't played this song. This is Distance. Yeah, Yebba's also like so talented. She has such a recognizable voice. I feel like as soon as she starts singing, you're like, "Oh, that's Yebba." And I feel like I think she's like I would say she's like neo soul-ish.
Yeah. Inspired. What was your first introduction to Yebba?
Good question. I don't know.
I genuinely think mine was Yebba's Heartbreak.
Was it actually?
Yeah, it might have been.
No way.
I wasn't really listening to
it
R&B
was
until
for
until
me
that time.
It was I can't remember the song. Whatever the song she has with Lucky Day.
Oh.
And then I was like, wow, Yebba is so good. And then Yebba's Heartbreak came out in like 2021. And then I was
CLB.
Like, I already knew about this.
Ooh.
So I was just like,
yeah, I did not. I was put on.
I was just like, I already knew. But yeah, that's Yebba, Distance. This is just a, I don't know, this is kind of a sweet song. Like, it's just like a nice one to listen to. I honestly don't know why I added this either. I'm not gonna lie. Something about the lyrics, maybe, but yeah. I forget the
honestly,
lyrics.
Honestly, it's okay not to know why we'd be adding songs. It's just for vibes.
Facts. Yeah, that's why Spare Me 2 Years and Distance by Yebba. Next two songs. Okay, so this is where the vibe doesn't start to make actually any sense.
And that's okay.
And that's okay. So we got Don't Blow the Candles Out by Kyle Dion, just came out, and Vanish by Giveon. So there's actually gonna be a crazy vibe switch when you listen to these songs. and it's not gonna make any sense. But yeah, let's just go.
Wait, was this an album that just came out?
No, he's about to release an album.
Oh,
this is
okay.
one of the singles, yeah.
Okay.
So yeah.
Nice.
You say you hate me and you wish I would vanish. Okay, you love me, baby, I speak your language. Saying things you don't mean to someone that means the world to you. You see what I mean? Saying things you don't mean to someone that means the world to you. You see what I mean? You said you hate me and you wish I would vanish. Okay, you love me, baby, I speak your language. Saying things you don't mean to the one that means the world to you. You see what I mean?
Okay, that was Don't Blow the Candles Out by Kyle Dion.
That's me blowing the candles out.
I see what you did there. And then Vanish by Givion. Are you going to vanish then?
Bro.
Okay, never mind. Anyways, this song just came out, Don't Blow the Candles Out. People who listen to Vitamin B know I'm a big fan of Kyle Dion.
He's a big fan of Kyle Dion. I think the first time we played Kyle Dion is when we did the...
Picnic show?
Yeah, the yes. Picnic type show.
What a fun! That's actually one of my favorite playlists. Actually.
I enjoy that playlist so much
because it was like
I love acoustic.
The name didn't make any sense, but it was actually just all acoustic songs.
Yeah,
and it was great. But yeah, Don't Put the Candles Out. I love Kyle Dion. I think he just has like such a strong sense of artistry, like and personality, which I love, and like he makes crazy music, like crazy like production. Yeah, listen to the new songs he just put out. Like, it's like his little quote on Spotify is, "If it ain't soul, it ain't whole." And I feel like
that is so fire.
That's fire. Like,
I think he might have spit. I can't lie.
I think he did. Yeah, and yeah. I think that's the embodiment. Like, he does a lot of rock inspired, funk rock stuff. Like this song is definitely like rock inspired. And but I think just this song like kind of reminds me of summer. And I think like the lyrics are like, oh, don't blow the candles out, like it's about like, you know, leaving and like moving on, and I think that kind of captures what I'm feeling right now.
Honestly, that is so metaphorical.
No,
bro. I love that so much.
Yeah. And
wait, yeah, don't blow the candles out is so
poetic. Isn't that fire?
Yeah,
like it's like don't leave the party, like
yeah,
like damn, that's fire.
Wait, don't close the door. No. Don't push the chair in.
What is that? Don't push the chair in.
Bro, I'm thinking
about it. Wait, let you I'm gonna let you cook. Give me one more.
Don't turn the lights off.
Okay. The stove was off on that one.
Okay, I'm sorry. But don't turn the stove off.
Okay. Wait, I like that one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then vanish Giveon.
Disappear.
Disappear. Give me one more. Okay, never mind.
Dude, I
can't. Iman's just coming up with synonyms now.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, vanish Giveon. I like Giveon.
Yeah, Giveon's cool.
He's cool.
This is from what's this album?
This is from Take Time. This is his first ever project. Yeah. Old. This is actually my favorite Giveon project.
2021, right?
Yeah, not to flex on y'all, but like I listened to Giveon before the Drake feature, you know.
Chicago
Freestyle. Yeah. I listened to him when he had like 500. So I'm basically like an OG.
So like heard him like on Chicago Freestyle and that's when I found him. So I'm a normal person.
Yeah, that's normal.
I think. But yeah, I fear.
This song is really nice.
Wait, psych. I heard him first with Garden Kisses.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Love that song.
Yeah, I think that's one of his like oldest.
That's like
songs
one of his
too,
first
right?
songs. Yeah. But yeah, that's Vanish, and then we got two more songs to end it off today.
And then we're gonna disappear after.
Then we're gonna vanish. Oh, we should have vanished.
Should we blow the candles out? Nah.
Should we?
We got two more shows. We can't blow the candles out
because
we got two more shows.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got we have used to be
and 20s.
Used to be by Lucky Day.
By Lucky Day, and then 20s by Brent Joy. Yeah. All right. This is the end of our show. Do our guests want to say anything to end?
I had fun today. Definitely will be missing vitamin B.
Damn.
Yeah, I know the bottle's almost empty.
I know. I don't know if I'll be back before the urine. So.
No. Why?
What the?
Yeah, wait, why?
Why'd you say it like
the
that? No, why? This is your last day?
Yeah.
You know.
I'll give you $2 to keep coming.
Okay, I'll
figure $2 out. $2 each hour you're here.
Yeah.
Which is $4.
It's $4. $4 stipend. I can give it to you right now. I'll Venmo you.
This is the persuading.
I don't know if I'm going to do that, but.
I'll get back with my lawyers.
Okay, cool.
Lawyers for an internship?
You want
to
say something?
Lawyers for vitamin B is crazy.
Thank you so much for allowing me to be here. This was great. Thanks.
All right.
That was air conditioning.
AC. First, vitamin B featuring air conditioning.
Vitamin B.
Are you hot? Oh.
Are you hot? The vitamins
wait,
on enough?
Someone said you're hot. Wait for air conditioning.
Oh.
That should be y'all's
y'all
intro.
Y'all need some AC.
No?
We need work.
Yeah. Okay, all right. I'm just giving all the sauce, but I guess not. Anyways, we'll end
used
with...
Used to be in 20s.
Used to be in 20s.
Let's just do it.
Let's go.
Let's jump into it.
Goodbye, y'all.
Take me, remember. I'm afraid what we have is already faded. We left it frozen in December. Was making the rules to make it stay.
travel melts just like lemon drops somewhere over the rainbow. The world stops and all I see is your body in front of me, in front of the TV screen, black in the world going crazy. Damn, my future looks hazy, but you just brighten everything. Let's cruise down a street off white X's Jay-Z or be but deep in Cali, Kate.